So, Charles, before we start this episode, I would like to introduce you and all our lovely listeners to our brand new sponsor.
How exciting.
Super exciting.
So, this episode is sponsored by Skinspace, and it is a brand new online shop that specializes in cult and super niche skincare brands.
Super affordable.
Very affordable. And basically, it's a website that's just jam-packed full of brands that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Which I love because it gives you the chance to find a new brand or a new product that you wouldn't normally have the opportunity to try.
So if you want to find your brand new obsession, head to skinspace.co. Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin, your favourite, I should hope, skincare
podcast. Of course it's going to be the favourite.
Je m'appelle Charlie.
And I am Amy.
And I'm Amy.
Don't know why I sounded Yorkshire then.
Oh, because that's the best place to be.
Nah, Lancashire.
Yeah, it is. Oh, God.
Lancashire.
You little lank.
Shut up, a little York.
I'm happy to be a York.
I know, York sounds really posh and
yeah.
Nice.
Yes, you know I am posh little from lank. Doncaster.
Lank sounds like some sort of lice that you don't want.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, I've got lanks.
God, I've got lank.
Oh, I wish this lank would go away. It's actually me. I am the lank.
Oh, have you been doing lank?
Don't call me lank, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, all right, thanks. What about you?
Good. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. As you will have guessed from the title, today's episode is all about sunbeds. And we briefly spoke about it last week anyway, at the end of the ep, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Well, it was kind of based off the fact, wasn't it? I saw this thing on Twitter, which was like a screenshot of an article.
Yeah.
And this certain screenshot kind of like encapsulated a few really scary facts.
Oh, God.
And the caption was just like, man, like, I don't know why sunbeds aren't banned. And I saw the caption, clicked on the picture straight away. I sent it to you. I sent it to my boyfriend who goes on sunbeds. Yeah, I know.
You never told me
that. Yeah, we don't. Well,
to be fair, Alex said he used to go on them all the time.
I used to.
I've only ever been on one 3 times.
I used to own one. My stepmom's got one in the garage.
Stop it.
She's like, go on it whenever you come round. I'm like,
no.
Yeah, I know it's bad.
Oh,
but
my
when
God.
I was younger, I wasn't educated, which is what hopefully we're going to educate our audience of all ages. Because
yeah,
like I said, when I was in college, me and my friend Emily, we were very not...
Naive.
We were naive, but we were also quite...
Chavvy?
What's the word as opposite to shallow?
What? Opposite to shallow?
Like we cared... We wanted to look good. I'm trying to...
You were vain.
We were quite vain in our appearances.
Yeah.
So we really wanted tans. And obviously, sunbeds are banned in the UK for under 18s. We were under 18 in college. So my mum, because she uses
Sharon.
Them as well, yeah. She rang up this place, was like, oh, hi, I'm wanting... I want to rent a sunbed for 6 weeks. Me and Emily got the money for it. Mum paid all the electric bills and we all just rotated in threes.
No.
I went on it, and I hate to admit this to you, probably about 10 minutes every night. If you're listening on Entail, if you're listening on Entail, I will post a really old selfie of how brown I used to be.
Oh,
and
my
this
God.
Is literally like no fake tan. Like, this is how brown I actually was.
Amy.
I know. It's really bad. It is really bad.
I'm disappointed.
At least I'm being open about it. I could lie and be in the dark.
Oh, yeah. 100% be truthful. However, I am very disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
So,
10 minutes. Fuck me. And you're not the brownest person.
I'm not. I've got really pale skin. I do go quite brown, but it takes a lot.
Yeah.
So this is why I was brown.
Oh,
it's funny because my friend Kat came round and was like, can I go in your sunbed? And I was like, right, okay. She was like dead scared, which she had every right to be. And she'd never been on one before. I remember the first time I ever went on one, I was petrified.
Yeah,
I thought, oh my God.
I had to like count down.
Yeah, it was awful.
60 seconds 3 times.
Awful.
And it gave me absolutely no tan at all, obviously.
She went on though. It was so funny. She went on, right. The lid, she kept up. She kept fully clothed and she just lay there and I was like, Kat, you do know this is not going
to
do anything.
To be fair, the first time I went on a sunbed, I kept the door open because I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah,
I feel claustrophobic and I know I'm doing something bad to myself.
But have you ever seen, what are the movie called? Movies?
There's scary movies.
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's not scary movies.
Where she gets trapped in it.
That's not scary movie.
Oh.
Final Destination.
Duh.
That is hell, absolute hell.
Yeah, I'm scared of it. Anyhow.
Anyhow,
today's episode is all about sunbeds and the damage that it does to your skin.
Yeah, I've got this tweet up. Do you want me to just briefly outline it?
Yeah, because what we're going to do is we're going to go through like why they're so bad, what they do to your skin, like the effects that it has. And I thought it might be quite interesting just to kind of, I don't know, just see like exactly how it's affecting your skin. Like,
also
in,
like
in the way that it works and like debunking a few myths about having base tans and stuff, because I know a lot of people will go on the sunbed before they go on holiday to get a base tan, and
so
that's absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
I'll go into that later because I've done a little bit of research on that.
Alrighty then. Well, we'll start this ep off by I will give you the titles that caught my eye and made me approach you to do this ep.
Okay, yeah.
So this is a website which its source is the World Health Organization. And it basically says, even one sunbed session can increase your risk of developing, squamous cell skin cancer by 67% and basal cell skin cancer by 29%. And it also says, if you have ever used a sunbed, your risk of melanoma increases by 20%. Also, using it before the age of 35 increases your risk by almost, can you guess?
100%.
Not that quite dramatic, but...
70.
60.
Oh.
I know. So that's what caught my eye initially, because bad, like, come on.
Bad news.
Real bad.
It's just... So, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of at despair with the whole thing. I really am. Like, people have different reasons for going on sunbeds and whatever, but at the end of the day, it's... That is vanity. And I don't know why we would put that before we would put our health. I read a little study before coming into the studio, and it said that 25%, so like a quarter of people who use sunbeds, aren't asked about the effects that it can have on this, on their health and their skin.
Why
they just don't care.
They
just be like, I just want to be brown.
They'll bloody care in 10 years' time when the, you know, when it, they're really reaping the...
Yeah, and I also read that it was... I think they classify things by like carcinogens and like carcinogenics and stuff. And it went from being a risk to humans as a carcinogen to a carcinogen to humans. So there's literally no way about it.
Yeah.
It causes cancer.
There's definitely no denying it.
No.
Absolutely no denying it.
I think it's worth kind of going back to the basics a little bit though, because if anybody's not listened to our sun skincare episode, which was way back when, like almost a year ago.
Oh my God,
nearly
it was
our first birthday. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We had the idea of just kind of SPF, doing an episode on SPF and like how to properly look after your skin in the sun.
Do you not remember though, when we first started birthday skin, I came round to yours. We went on the sunbed before going back to yours.
Yeah, I know.
We did that, started doing all the research,
and then we were like,
never touched it again.
No,
I think it is knowledge as well. Like it is knowing what like what it's doing, why it's doing it, and how it's going to affect you in 10 years' time.
Yeah, and I vowed on that podcast that I would wear SPF every day.
Yeah.
And bar a few where I've either forgotten or have not had it with me because I've been travelling, like back home or whatever, I've worn it. I'm wearing it now.
Yeah, me too. I think you'd be proud of me.
Is that a lie?
No, it's not a lie.
Oh, you weren't very good at it at first, though. You are better now.
Yeah, because my dog bit into the one I had. And then we got sent more by lovely guys at La Roche-Posay. And yeah, every day.
Yeah, very true. So anyway, back in that episode when we did all these vows, we basically went through what UVA is and what UVB is and everything like that. Now, I'm not going to go into it again because people have obviously already listened to it, and I don't want to bore you and give you secondhand news. But not secondhand news, just... the same thing.
Recycling the same name.
Recycled, yeah. So essentially, sunlight is made up, not completely of UVA and UVB, but there's UVA rays and UVB rays in sunlight. And that is what causes you to A, get a tan, and B, burn. Now, UVA rays age you, and UVB rays burn you. So I think it's about 5% of the sun, which is actually fucking crazy. 5% of the sun's sun rays are made up of UVB. And essentially, when you go on a sunbed, obviously it's not sunlight. Duh. It's it's fake light, but they make it so that there's more UVA and less UVB. Because if you think about it, if you burn, then you're not going to keep going back and paying money to go under sunbed. So they put the UVA up. And what happens is when your skin reacts to the UVA and the UVB, it causes your body to produce a chemical called melanin, and then that's what causes you to have a tan. So essentially, you go on a sunbed just to be like absolutely obliterated by UVA rays, which essentially are free radicals. So we've spoken about that before. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you damage your cell, it kind of just shatters so that you don't have a very healthy cell anymore. And then it just breaks down and you get wrinkles and you look aged, like just not very nice side effects.
Yeah.
But you do look brown for
a week.
Yeah,
but there's no point looking brown and also, like,
exactly.
You can proper tell, can't you, like older people who weren't educated in their youth, who like completely took advantage of like sun and suntanning and stuff, and they just look, you can just tell by the skin, they look about 10 times older than they are,
like a leather bag, as you like to say.
Really sad.
So basically you are just really massively damaging your skin by going on a sunbed. However, when I was kind of looking into it, I was thinking, let's have a look at some of the reasons why people would want to go on a sunbed. So you've obviously got the whole vanity thing, like you when you were God knows how old going on a sunbed because you wanted to be brown.
16, 17.
But then also some people go on to try and fix skin problems, like to clear up acne.
Yeah, so it goes around, doesn't it? Like, I'm going to go on because it'll dry my skin out.
It'll get rid of my spots. Or they want to get a base tan.
Mm.
So first of all, talking about getting rid of acne and scarring and stuff like that, to a certain degree, it would help because your body is getting browner, so the scars won't be as visible.
Yeah, so it's not actually getting rid of them, it's just reducing the appearance of them.
Yeah, like, I don't even know how else I would put that.
Fair enough,
just making your skin the same colour as the scars. The scars will obviously go a little bit brown as well, but they'll just be less noticeable in general when you've got kind of browner skin. I haven't massively looked into it, but that is kind of
We don't
just
really
want
to look massively into it, do we? Because if we're sat here saying sunbeds are bad, sunbeds aren't, but they
exactly.
will clear your skin.
Yeah.
We don't want, we're not going to tell you that, guys.
Exactly. And also, number one, point one of point A1, as it were, is that one, you should be comfortable in your own skin. That is our message. That is what birthday skin is. And
your birthday
a few
skin.
Acne scars really aren't the end of the world. Neither are spots, neither is anything wrong
it's
with your skin.
It's completely natural, yeah.
It's normal, so stop panicking about it.
Can I just point out there, all our Love Island fans, last week episode, right, you're looking at me like shit, but you watch it every night when I...
Yeah, I know, but... Oh,
can we put Love Island on tonight? I thought you hated it, Charlie. Yeah, but I just want to watch it. Will you put it on the big TV? Did anybody see Francesca's natural skin when she came in, when she had her makeup off, like, the second day? Loved it, because you can tell, like, she's had scars on her chin.
Yeah,
and
but
she's got a few spots. She doesn't hide it. She completely embraces it, and I proper love that.
I love her, Maybe we should reach out to her.
Yeah, I mean, this was last week. We're recording ahead of time. She might have been booted out by now.
Now
I'll turn into a complete bitch, so she has then.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this in 2020, sorry. Just
I mean,
go
if you
back
don't like Love
it.
Island, then
also sorry. Our message is very much to kind of just embrace it anyway. I run around with my acne. I don't wear concealer at all anymore. Mm. I ditched it a few months ago, like I said, and I'm chill with it. I'm just over it because I'm not based on whether I've got acne scars or acne, full stop. It's easier said than done, but honestly, once you just kind of get over like having to hide them and you kind of just accept them yourself, then it's really easy to just not be bothered.
I can see so many benefits in that as well. One for me is like you feel when you don't wear makeup in the day, I feel like when you go out or for a meal or on a night
special,
out, you feel so done up when you've done your face and you just feel really nice.
Yeah.
Two, you obviously save money on product. And three, it's just so much easier in the morning.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, if you're not asked. And then my second point is that if you're going on a sunbed to try and make your acne better, you are doing so much more damage to your skin than a spot ever will.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's about image, and you should be more concerned about your health. But I genuinely do believe a lot of people that listen to this podcast have the same kind of values that we have, or like the values that we have. So thanks to you guys, we have a nice little, well, a little trusting circle, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And we hope that for any of you guys who do regularly use sunbeds or think, oh, but I just want a tan, I really hope we can persuade you not to do it. And yeah. Just, we did an episode with Jules von Hepp about fake tan, and his fake tan is amazing. King.
That is still such a popular episode.
It really is. So if you don't want to ditch the sunbeds because you like looking brown, like, I get it, being brown makes me feel so much more confident, and I'll admit, like, it is a vain thing, but like, it just makes me feel so much more like better about myself.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Not that I feel shit when I've not tanned, but I just love it. So if you are wanting to try any fake tans or don't know what will work for your skin type, mm-hmm. listen to the episode we did with Jules von Herb.
Yeah.
Or if there's any unanswered questions, just slide in our DMs or slide in Jules's DMs. He is so
nice.
Oh my God,
he's so good at replying.
He will
yeah.
reply to you, yeah.
He was lovely.
Back to the point, anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the point. So we've done the whole acne thing. And the second point, another reason why other people would want to use a sunbed is to try and get a base tan. I know my mum used to do this because she used to say she got like rashes from the sun, like heat rations, prickly
liar.
Heat.
Mandy,
and like
liar.
Going on the sunbed apparently would help her. And I was so young at this point, I was just like, I don't even know what a sunbed is, but fine. So she would go on the sunbed literally for like 6 minutes before she went on a full-on holiday. And she's half Indian, so I don't know why she felt the need to do it. But anyway, I read into this because I'm obviously having my mum having done that, I know that people do it for that reason. And having a base tan is when your body gets a tan, it's essentially darkening your skin to protect itself more, because when you have darker skin, your body is naturally more resistant to the sun and UVA and UVB rays. So that's all that's happening, except obviously it's not good for you to have a tan because that's sun damage. So in the long run, having a base tan, if you had to compare that to an SPF level, so you think you're going to protect yourself by being a tiny bit browner than you were before you get to on holiday or before you go on the sunbed, it's the equivalent of having an SPF 3 or an SPF 4. So it's just a fucking lie. Like, yeah. It's so stupid, you know? Like, wearing SPF 3, I've seen SPF 2 in shops and been like,
what is the point?
Okay.
Put it in the bin, buy it, put it in the bin.
Yeah,
what's the point?
It's so dumb. But essentially, it's just a lie. So if you do go on the sunbed to get a base tan to then therefore be more protected, you aren't protecting yourself that much at all. Mm. And you have to have really dark skin to have more of an impact than like SPF 3. So people that are naturally in the sun all the time, who live in sunny countries, hot countries, they will naturally, their skin will be more resistant to the sun, but they will still have to wear SPF. Like, you can still burn no matter what your skin colour is.
Yeah.
So, it's that. I just want to bust that and tell people that it's not worth it. And also, you're spending like money on something that's really stupid and bad for you.
It is.
I mean, I'm sorry, that sounds
sometimes.
Really mean. You're spending money on something that's really stupid. You spend your money on what you want to spend on, and you are not stupid. I'm just saying the notion of spending money on something that's going to make you potentially very poorly is a bit silly.
It has got a lot more expensive.
Has it?
Well, yeah. I used to pay ages ago. I think it was like £1 for 3 minutes. You could get like 9 minutes.
I imagine
for £3.
There's a lot of like tax and stuff.
But I guess it's the same
top.
As like cigarettes. They put the price up, don't they? So you're less likely to buy them.
Yeah.
So yeah, which is fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know there's certain countries that have banned?
Yeah,
sunbeds?
And I don't know why we haven't yet.
Yeah, I know.
It's actually horrendous.
So the first country to ban it was. Do you know? A little trivia.
I'm gonna say.
A little pub quiz question here.
I could never imagine seeing a sunbed in Spain. No, Portugal?
Brazil.
Oh, interesting.
First country.
You
and
would
this...
wonder why people... I know Brazil isn't like always hot and sunny, and it is near, like it's in South America, so it is tropic. But you'd think...
2002, they banned them. Can you guess the second? One guess, go.
Australia?
Yes.
Oh, sick.
Did you actually know that?
No, I just guessed because
yeah,
I was
Australia.
Like,
well. But apparently Australia is a country with one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world.
Yeah, because they've got no ozone layer because it's burnt away.
Yeah. Sad.
environmental reasons.
Yeah, let's not just talk about that.
Yeah, let's move on from that. But, yeah, I did know that Australia have high rates of skin cancer. But why are we not following?
Well,
I guess this isn't a podcast to debate the reason as to why we haven't got rid of.
Yeah, there's a lot of countries in Europe that have brought in rules and regs, but like no complete ban. Mm-hmm. So like Austria, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, why Iceland? Italy, Norway, Portugal, Spain, and the UK, and probably many, many more, have banned indoor tanning for people under 18.
Yeah.
And I guess this isn't what exactly we're striving for, but I kind of guess that if you're under 18 or a younger age, maybe you're a little bit more naive and blind to the facts.
Yeah.
But once you're over that age, I guess that's kind of when you start properly.
Yeah.
And this could be wrong. Like, you could be 12 years old and take care of yourself. But do you know what I mean? Like, you're more likely to know the risks and be like, no, actually, you know what? I know I'm legal to do it now, but I'm going to put my hand up and say no.
Yeah. And it's kind of that whole thing of like, if you're going to start a habit when you're young, you've started it. Do you know what I mean? If you're 14, 15, and you're like, yeah, go on some beds, fine, whatever.
Mm.
You'll not think twice about it by the time you get to 18. You'll be like, oh, I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, and then it's just so bad for you.
Yeah, and also, like, I just feel very uneasy. Like, I don't know. It's still the whole vanity thing.
Mm.
If you're 14, 15, and you're feeling like you want to do that, it's just a bit... I don't know.
Too young, yeah.
Yeah, it's,
we can't judge people.
Edge.
We just really want to educate you. And, like, it's very contradictory of me to be like, don't do it when, if you were my age, if you're like 16, 17 listening to this, and I've literally just said, I used to do it when I was 16, 17. Like, I'm just contradicting myself. But obviously now I'm older and I've educated
and I've
myself.
Bed, yeah, like,
we just want to let you guys know that please don't do it. The cons massively outweigh the pros, like times a million, trillion, billion. Like it's just not worth it in the long run. Like, a tan will make you feel good and give you the confidence and whatever in the short run.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do that other ways.
Yeah,
just you can get a tan other ways. And I know fake tanning is awful. It's so annoying and it stinks. But
so is skin cancer, guys.
Yeah, I know. Sunbeds, skin cancer and fake tan. I don't know which one I'd rather do.
Yeah, biscuit smells. Not sure. I mean, we sound very patronising at this point.
We do sound patronising.
But we just want you to know that it's your life is worth way more to not just yourself, but your friends and family than having a tan and looking brown is. And I'm fully aware that a lot of people that listen to this podcast don't use sunbeds or understand how bad it is for you. It is your choice at the end of the day. We're just trying to say, look out, like, this is not cool. But I guess, I don't know, it's easy to want to get a tan when you've... And I'm sat here with a tan myself. Like, I've been on holiday. I spent a week at Glastonbury and it was sunny and I was still using SPF and I was responsible, but I still have caught the sun.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd also be lying. And I like being brown, but,
so
like,
do I,
I also don't mind fake tanning, which, obviously, in terms of, like, Isle of Paradise and stuff, I love their range. It's so easy to use, but, I mean, this is not an ad. We just really like the brand.
Yeah, no, we've not been hashtag sponsored to do this, but no. I actually love Isle of Paradise as well.
Yeah.
And it's nice as well because, did you mention something about, like, is it the green one or the purple one that has, like, colour correction in it?
They're all colour correcting.
Are they?
Yeah, so
nice.
Yeah, so the green one gets rid of any redness and the purple gets rid of any, like, discoloration.
Yeah, so I've got the green because it's obviously light, medium, dark, and I think they brought out an extra dark.
Yeah.
I go for a little medium and it gives me a nice little
glow. I go for a dark.
Mm. Prefer the drops to the spray.
Okay, I've never tried the spray.
I love the drops.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
But yeah, sorry, this isn't an ad. We just really like
it. Really like them, and Jules is the absolute OG of...
Yeah, I love him.
...tanning. I was wondering, Ames, do you have any updates? I've got one.
Don't know. Do I?
No, live a boring life now.
Yeah, where? Can't be asked.
I just wanted to say that there is one of our friends' mums that tunes into the podcast.
Is there?
And I think we might be branching out into a new audience.
Do I know this friend?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it's Mrs. Easton.
Really?
Yes.
That was really loud, sorry. Oh.
Yeah, Mrs. Easton's getting a shout out.
Why hasn't Sam told me?
Because I'm the best one here.
No, he's not. I'm the best
It was actually here. When we got locked outside because of a fire alarm, so.
Oh, what glamorous. Did he say?
He said, oh, my mum's been listening to the podcast, and I was like,
Is that because Char's told her to?
Yeah.
Oh, the little Eastern clan are such big fans. Yeah, what gems.
I know. I really like being able to shout out individual people. Yeah. So if you listen, please slide into the DMs and just say hi.
It makes us feel a bit famous.
It does, yeah. And like, I don't know, it's just really cute. People don't get to see our DMs, so we just like shout about it.
Yeah.
We could be lying, but it's up to your prerogative to decide whether we are or not.
Who's that? She's made up. We have so many fans, we don't know. oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, very cute. So anybody's mums who are listening, I think we should probably put that it's not safe for work in the description, you know, just so people know.
Well, it does have we have got the little explicit.
Mildly explicit, yes.
And you know what? If you can't handle us, you don't deserve us.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, you're not having to meet my wish. Can't handle meeting my best. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. I also wanted to very quickly say that the person who's won the tote bag competition hasn't got in touch. Sorry?
How long do you want to give it then? Week? 2 weeks?
Let's say the 23rd
right,
of
so a
July
week today.
Is the cutoff. And if it is Sarasara 86, isn't it? Sarasara 86. I'm really sorry if your name's Sarah. I genuinely
probably
don't
she's
know.
Not got in touch.
Yeah, true. Then we'll have to pick another winner because we did have a few entrants, you see.
We did, and they were all very lovely.
Yeah, please feel free to still keep rating us if you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll kind of wait for Sarasara 84 to come along and claim her prize.
Come on, Sarasara.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll just leave it up to the little note for our sponsor then.
Yeah, enjoy.
And we'll see you later, Ames.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dale.
Bye now.
Before we bid our final farewell, we would just like to say a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode, who is SkinSpace. It is our brand new favourite online shop to find some amazing skincare brands. I mean, we're obsessed, right?
We are super obsessed. So if you're ready to go earn some points and learn something new and make room on your shelf for your brand new skincare child, mm-hmm. then head over to skinspace.co and the skincare world is your oyster.